Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
My intrigue with the paranormal had drawn me to numerous abandoned places, but the story of a never-ending hallway hidden within an old, forsaken school on the outskirts of town captured my imagination like no other. The rumors reached me through fragmented conversations, each adding layers to the legend. "I'm telling you, it's real," Mike insisted, a fellow enthusiast of the abandoned and the arcane, as we sat over coffee one afternoon. "They say it just keeps going on and on forever. People who've tried to find the end, they're never seen again." Another account came from a local online forum, where a user anonymously named Artifice2 wrote, "People need to understand. This thing, it's not just a hallway. It's a trap. It wants you to walk right into its web. Explore it at your own peril. I can't get into it, but you should trust me. I know for a fact that the school swallows souls." Some users on the forum attempted to ask questions and follow up with the poster, but his account has been inactive since his initial post. Fueled by these tales and armed with a skeptical curiosity, I decided to visit the abandoned school. The sun was just setting as I arrived. I was the only one around. The general area had been deserted for decades. Nothing but empty parking lots, dead yards, and trees. As I stared up, its decrepit facade stood as a silent sentinel to a bygone era, the air around it heavy with the scent of decay. Inside, the building whispered of its forgotten past, the remnants of education and growth, now overshadowed by rotten neglect. Guided by the beam of my flashlight, I navigated through the debris and made my way deeper into the school. I wasn't sure where to look or in what direction I would find the rumored hallway, so I just kept on walking, passing row upon row of old lockers, peering through the windows of the various classrooms as I walked by. I found myself going in an approximate circle, walking in a straight line for about 30 paces, making a right turn, 30 more paces, another right turn, etc. But then I walked 30 paces, and there was no right turn. I walked on another 30 paces, and still, no turn in sight. It was then I realized that I hadn't found the hallway. The hallway had found me. Though the hallway initially appeared normal, as I progressed, the unsettling reality that it was extending before me became apparent. At some point, I began running at full pace ahead, and it was like I was using a treadmill. Attempting a backtrack revealed a similar, endless path behind. Panic surged as the silence was punctuated only by my echoing footsteps and labored breaths. Desperate to escape, I pressed forward, the dim light of my dying flashlight barely piercing the enveloping darkness. It was in this darkness that the doors began to change, some slightly ajar, inviting me into deeper shadows, while others seemed to pulse ominously. I felt these invitations were not as friendly as they wanted to be perceived. But as I pressed on and on, and the minutes continued to pass, my flashlight met its end. I felt my heart beating out of my chest, and in that moment I knew that this was the end. I was trapped here, and my fate was in the hands of this cursed building. My fate sealed and nothing left to lose, I turned to my left and I chose a door. Grabbing hold of the handle, its surface was unnaturally cold, like it had been sitting on ice. As I entered the room beyond, I let the all-consuming darkness guide me. A few steps in, a loud bang suddenly shouted from behind. As I turned around and reached for the door, I was shocked to find nothing of the sort. Just a standard, flat, dry wall. It was like the door was never there at all. In that pitch-black room, time lost all meaning. The air itself was oppressive, heavy with dust and unseen malice. My heart raced. The surrounding darkness seemed alive, pulsing with a sinister anticipation. It was as this darkness seemed to fall in around me that I actually heard a voice. But it was not a comforting voice. It was not a distant voice either. It was two words whispered directly into my right ear, so close I could feel its breath. It said, "Not yet." I felt like I couldn't take this a second longer. Just as I teetered on the edge of madness, a miraculous sliver of daylight suddenly broke through a small, previously unnoticed window high up on the wall. It cut through the darkness like a beacon, and in that moment of light, the oppressive atmosphere lifted momentarily, offering a glimpse of hope, the chance of escape. Strangely, as the light touched me, the room and the darkness all around began to dissolve, as if reality itself was transforming. It felt as though I was being pulled backwards, retracting the steps I never took through a void I couldn't comprehend. In what felt like a blink of the eye, I found myself standing back in that hallway, the door I had apparently entered, now firmly shut, looking just like another anonymous barrier in the endless corridor. Disoriented and drained, I looked around. It was the same hallway, all right, but far, far into the distance ahead of me, I could see the faintest of lights. I squinted to make sure I wasn't seeing things, and no, it seemed to be there. I began walking forward, and sure enough, the light ahead grew closer with each step. I began sprinting with all of my remaining strength towards the end of the hall, and when I did, I found to my right a door with a big glass window, illuminated by the light of the outside world. I almost fell to my knees before pressing against the door, the morning light momentarily blinding me as I stepped outside. The world beyond felt strangely vibrant, too real after the nightmare of that never-ending hallway. I just sat there, on the grass outside that door, looking all around for quite a while. At the school, at the nearby trees, at the grass and weeds all around me. I was so happy to be alive. I never spoke of my ordeal, knowing the impossibility of conveying the experience. And, more honestly, I didn't want to risk being labeled crazy. Yet, the memory of the never-ending hallway remains etched in my mind, a haunting reminder of my brush with the unknown. I often ponder the fate of those who might have wandered its length, wondering if they too found an inexplicable exit, or if they're still wandering, lost to the darkness. The question of why I was spared comes up in my mind often. To this, I have no answer, but I will speculate. About a week after I escaped the school, I had one of the worst nightmares I had ever lived. I was trapped in that hallway again, running forward endlessly, scared out of my sanity, praying for relief. And in the heat of this horror, the voice returned. The one I'd heard while trapped in that room. However, it had something different to say this time. In that same eerie whisper, it spoke. "Spread the tale, or come back soon." I awoke immediately after. Was it all just a dream, devoid of any meaning or reason? Possibly. But in the off chance I was the recipient of an astral message, and keeping in mind that I most certainly will not be going back anytime soon, I decided to do my part and spread the word. What you do with this information is up to you, but I cannot lie, and I must warn you not to follow in my footsteps. If you hear rumors of an old abandoned school that houses the enigma of a never-ending hallway, remember this story. Do yourself a favor and heed my warning. Thank you for listening to tonight's episode of Clancy Pasta. I hope you enjoyed. Let me know what you thought in the comments below. And huge thanks to all of my supporters on Patreon and YouTube members. If you'd like access to ad-free narrations, including this one, as well as bonus narrations and other series, you can go to patreon.com/clancypasta. All right. I will talk to you all very, very soon. Have a great night, everyone. Cheers.